Lecture topic, good character.
من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all of us are well aware of the significance and the auspiciousness of the night of Barat, which inshallah commences from Maghrib Salah this evening. It is a night of ibadat, night which we have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find not only on Bara'at and not only on Shab-e Qadr, but even on other auspicious occasions, there are certain wrongdoings, there are certain ma'asiyat, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which become mani'a, which become an obstacle to the acceptance of du'as. And one such obstacle is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even despite the fact that on this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free more people from Jahannam than the hairs on the sheep of the Bani Kalb tribe, a tribe which were famous and well known for the number of sheep that they possessed. So he said, more people than that will be freed and their emancipation from Jahannam will occur on this night. But despite this, one of the people who will not be forgiven, he said, is Mushahin. That person who harbors hatred or enmity or dislike for his Muslim brother. The emphasis which Islam, the Quran, and the seerah, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, places on akhlaq and character is so great that ulama say majority, in fact more than 60% of the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not pertain to how to make salah, or how to make tilawat of Quran, or how to make zikrullah, or how to pay your zakat. They say this forms only about 1/3 of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Majority, more than 2/3 of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with was to teach this human being, to teach this believer, to teach this reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, how to interact with the people around him. What are the rights of those whom you are living with? In the present circumstances which the Muslim Ummah is facing throughout the entire world, the need for emphasis on akhlaq and character has become even greater. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy for the entire alam. His night upon night crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His day, inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila, that in the day you have a swim in the sea of humanity. Sahaba's description of him, kana daim al fikri wal ahzan, laysat lahu raha, that he was always in fikr, he was always in gham, he was always worried, laysat lahu raha, there was no peace for him. All this, my respected brothers, was for the entire humanity. Was not just for the 1 billion reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah that are living today. But his concern, his cry was for every person to come before Qiyamah. Presently 6 billion insan on the surface of the earth. 5 billion of those insan, of those human beings, do not see your salah. They do not see your tilawat of Quran. They do not see your zikrullah. What is their introduction to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is their introduction to rahmatul lil alameen? What is their introduction to the legacy which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with? My respected brothers, it is how a Muslim lives, how he interacts, how he talks, how he conducts himself, what his business is like, how he treats his staff, how he treats his wife, how he treats his children. That is why majority of the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertains to this. Unfortunately, our concept or our ideology or our understanding of what is Islam has become very limited. We have confined it to the masjid. We have confined it to just a few acts of ibadat. Yet, wallah, I am sitting on the minbar of the masjid. The mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that a person whose every day he fasted, every night he spent in tahajjud salah, his entire life, 30, 40, 50 years he did this, on the day of judgment, he will not get the rank and status of that person who developed his akhlaq and character. مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلْ فِي مِيزَانِ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ حُسْنٍ خُلُقٍ مِنْ خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing that is more weightier on the scale of deeds on the day of judgment than good akhlaq and character. Not salah and not zakat and not tahajjud. Why? Because his concern was for the entire humanity. One hadith it comes, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى لَوْحًا مِنْ زُمُرُّدَةٍ خَضْرَى تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. Allah Ta'ala has a tablet that is made out of green emerald that is underneath his arsh. كَتَبَ فِيهِ. Allah has written on this tablet, إِنِّي أَنَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ خَلَقْتُ بِضْعَةَ عَشَرَ وَثَلَاثَمِيَا خُلُقًا مَنْ جَاءَنِي بِخُلُقٍ وَاحِدٍ مَعَ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أُدْخِلْهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ta'ala has a tablet of green emeralds underneath his arsh. On it is written, verily I am Allah. There is no deity besides me. I am Arhamur Rahimeen. I am the most merciful of all those who show mercy. I have divided akhlaq and character into more than 300 parts. That person who is a reciter of La ilaha illallah, and he comes before me on the day of judgment with just one out of 300 parts of akhlaq, Allah says, I will put him into Jannat. Inna Allah istakhlasa hadha ad-deen li nafsihi, wa la yasluhu lid-deen illa as-saqa wa husn al-khuluq. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah has chosen Islam for himself. Understand, my respected brothers, when you claim to be a Muslim, when you recite kalima, you are Khalifatullah wa Khalifatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's representative on this earth. This is not an ordinary thing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah has linked and made the nisbat of Islam with himself, then when you become a Muslim, you also have to have certain qualities. What are those qualities? He said, وَلَا يَسْلُحُ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ إِلَّا السَّخَاء وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. You have to be an embodiment of generosity. You have to be an embodiment of good akhlaq and character. I mentioned this incident before. Somebody came with 30,000 dirhams to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He started distributing it. Within a short while, everything was gone. Somebody still came and said, Ya Rasulullah, give me some more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I don't have anything. But nevertheless, ibta alayya shay, fa idha ja'ana shayun qadaynahu, go to the bazaar, buy something on my name. Buy something on my name. Incur the debt on my name. And then when I get something, I will pay the debt. Umar gets irritated. Ma kallafakallah ma la taqdir. O Nabi of Allah, Allah has not commanded you with that which is beyond your ability. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes angry. Ansari sahabi sees the anger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, anfiq ya Rasulullah. Wa la taqsha min dil arshi iqlala. Spend, O Nabi of Allah, spend. Do not fear any shortage from the owner of the arsh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles. Hatta urifa al-bishru fi wajhi. The happiness could be seen on his face. And he says, bihada umirtu. This is what Allah has ordered me with. This is that generosity that melted the hearts of people. One person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa gave him so much goats that it filled the valley between two mountains. He went back to his people and he said, aslim fa inna muhammadan yu'ti ata'a man la yakhsha faqa. He said, oh my people, accept Islam, because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spends on the people in such a way that I know he does not fear poverty. His link is with Allah. If we exhibited this type of generosity, is it possible that the hearts of the people around us could be filled with hatred for us? Instead of exhibiting generosity, we exploited them. We took advantage to fill our coffers at every juncture. We made zulm and oppression on those around us. That is why their hearts have turned against us. He said, khaslatan, khaslatan, la tajtami'an fi mu'min. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two qualities that will never come together in a mu'min. If he has these two qualities, he is not a mu'min. Al-bukhl wa su'ul khuluq. He said, miserliness and bad akhlaq and character will never come together in a mu'min. Sahaba came and said, ya Rasulullah, there is a woman . She is very ibadat guzar. She makes a lot of ibadat. Her nights are spent in salah. Her days are spent in fasting, in tilawat, in dhikrullah. But she has a loose tongue. When she speaks, this is not the direct words I'm explaining. When she speaks, instead of roses coming out, thorns come out. People are affected by her speech. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hiya fin nar, she is in Jahannam. Despite her ibadat, he said, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. Allah's qasam, he is not a believer. Allah's qasam, he is not a believer. Allah's qasam, he is not a believer. Sahaba was shocked. Man ya Rasulullah? Who is this person that is not a believer? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, qasam. He is not a believer. Who is it, O Nabi of Allah? Alladhi la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'iqahu. He said, that person who is a source of taklif and hurt to his neighbors can never be a believer. We have failed to understand what is Iman and Islam. We have confined it. One Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, what is deen? Bedouin villager, the questions were very simple. So he said, what is deen? He expected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to refer to some amal of deen. Maybe salah, maybe tilawat, maybe zikrullah, maybe something else, maybe fasting. But to his surprise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when he asks him what is deen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good akhlaq. So he comes from another direction. They were simple people. So he comes now from the right hand side. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, good akhlaq. He comes from the left side. Nabi, ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, good akhlaq. Then he comes from behind. And he says, ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns around. He realizes it's the same person asking the same question over and over again. He cannot appreciate the answer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you don't want to accept what I'm saying. Alright, do not become angry. Control your emotions. That is deen. He said, there are four types of people. There are four types of people. One is that person, Sari'ul Ghadab, Bati'ul Fay. Sari'ul Ghadab, Sari'ul Fay. A person who becomes angry very quickly. And he cools down very quickly. He said, Ahaduhuma bil akhar, one cancels the other. Then he said the second type of person, Batiul ghadab, Batiul fay. It takes him a long time to become angry. But it also takes him a long time to cool down. So there also he said, Ahaduhuma bil akhar, one will cancel the other off. Then he said, Khiyarukum, Khiyarukum, the best amongst you, the best amongst these four people, Batiul ghadab, Sari'ul fay, that person who it takes him a long time to become angry, and when he becomes angry, he cools down very quickly. And he said, Shirarukum, Shirarukum, the worst amongst you, is that person, Sari'ul ghadab, who becomes angry very quickly, and it takes him a very long time to cool down and get over his anger. He does not control his emotions. He said, Laysa shadidu bisura. The wrestler is not a powerful man. Walakinna shadid alladhi yamliku nafsahu indal ghadab. The powerful man is the person who can control himself at the time of anger. He said, Man kadhama ghaydan wa huwa qadirun ala an yunaffidhahu. Da'ahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah ala ru'usil khalaiq hatta yukhayyirahu min al-hur al-'ayn ma sha'. He said, that person who swallows his anger, controls his anger. One, you are small, you are meekly built, you are weak, and the person you are angry with is very strong. Then to say in the name of Islam, I forgive you and I'm controlling my anger is very easy. He said that a person swallows his anger and he is in a position of authority. It is his wife, or it is his children, or it is his staff. Cry tears of blood. Wallah, cry tears of blood. When you walk into the Muslim businesses today and hear the manner in which those non-Muslim staff are being spoken to. Hear the manner in which a Muslim who is poor is being spoken to. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the Baytullah and he said, you are a place of great sacredness. But wallah, the honor and dignity of a Muslim is greater than yours. To swear the mother of someone, or to swear the sister of someone, or to malign and insult a person is a greater crime, wallah, than breaking the Baytullah. It is not the press and it is not the media that have destroyed the image of Islam and Muslims. It is we ourselves, our conduct. Islam never spread through the sword. That is a fallacy that the Orientalists cooked up. Islam spread through akhlaq and character. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was sitting with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One person started swearing Abu Bakr, swearing him, insulting him in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sits there quietly. Abu Bakr is also quiet. Eventually it becomes too much. Abu Bakr becomes angry. When he becomes angry, he starts answering that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets up and walks away. Immediately Abu Bakr, realizing that I have slipped up, I made an error, he runs behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, he was insulting me, you sat silently. When I defended myself, you woke up and went away. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna al-malak yaruddu alayhi anka ma lam sakatta fa idha takallamta dhahab al-malak wa qa'ada ash-shaytan. فَكَرِهْتُ أَنْ أَحْضُرَ مَجْلِسًا كَانَ فِيهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, what must I tell you? When you remain silent, Allah sent his angel to defend your honor. The more he swore you, the more the angel extolled your praises. When you opened your mouth, that is the time the angel went away and shaitan came. Because now he was angry and you were angry, so the door has opened up for shaitan. On one occasion, I'm just digressing, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions this incident, that once Iblis came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, You are Kalimullah. You are the chosen messenger of Allah. I, Iblis, I am Shaitan, I am Mardud, I am rejected. I have decided to make Tawbah. Intercede before Allah and ask Allah if He will accept my Tawbah. So Musa alayhi salam makes wudu. He makes 2 rakat salah. He is happy. What an opportunity. Shaitan has decided to repent. He makes 2 rakat salah. And then he addresses Allah ta'ala and he says, Ya Allah, Iblis is only a creation. He has decided to repent. Please forgive him. Allah ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, Oh Musa, he has no intention to repent. He is not sincere. Musa alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, he has come to me and he has pleaded. Give him the chance. Allah ta'ala says to him, Oh Musa, go to Iblis and tell him to make sajda to the qabr of Adam alayhi salam. If he will make that sajda, I will forgive him. Musa alayhi salam goes to Iblis and he says, Allah has given you an opportunity. Make sajda to the qabr of Adam alayhi salam. Iblis gets angry and he says, when he was alive, I refused to make sajda. Now that he is dead, how am I going to make sajda? Forget about it. Then he says to Musa alayhi salam, because you tried to intercede for me, you did me a good turn, I'm going to pay you back. There are three occasions. When tell your ummah and tell humanity to remember me, to be careful. One is those occasions. Iblis is telling Musa alayhi salam that when a person becomes angry, know that I am flowing through his blood. I am flowing through his body like his blood is flowing through his body. At the time of his anger, remember me. Remember me at the time of anger. The other two occasions he mentioned, not pertinent to what we are talking about, is that he said, when a person is striving in the path of Allah, I will come to him and I will remind him about his wife and his children and his wealth and his business and what he left behind so that he goes back. And the third occasion is when he is sitting alone with a woman. When he is in khalwat with a woman who is not his mahram, then I am her messenger to him and his messenger to her. Controlling of emotions. Controlling one's base desires and feelings. Normally our concept of akhlaq and character is what we call an intiqami akhlaq. What we call a reciprocal akhlaq. We are good to that person who is good to us. And we want to get angry with that person who gets angry with us. That is not the akhlaq of nubuwwat. That is not the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The verse of the Quran comes down, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. O my Nabi, forgive the people. Forgive the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam turns to Jibreel and he says, Oh Jibreel, what is the meaning of this verse? Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, I have to go back to Allah to find out what the meaning of this verse is. He goes back to Allah Ta'ala and then he comes back and he says, Ya Muhammad, Inna Allah Ta'ala ya'muruk an tasil man qata'ak wa tu'ti man haramak wa ta'fu amman zalamak. وَتُحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. Ulama say, this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an explanation of the akhlaq and character of nubuwwat. And they say that if humanity, whether kafir or whether Muslim, adopts the 4 things that are mentioned in this hadith, then every dispute, every argument, whether between wife and husband, whether between staff and their boss, whether between nations and governments, every argument will come to an end. What is the akhlaq of nubuwwat? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, join with the one who breaks off with you. Join with the one who breaks off with you. Do good to the one who does wrong to you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. And spend on that person who deprives you. What is our akhlaq? What is our character? Join with the one who joins with you. Do good to the one who does good to you. If he scratches your back, you scratch his back. That is not akhlaq. That is human nature, to be reciprocal. Akhlaq and character is to swallow one's emotions. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, coming back to that hadith, that person who will swallow his anger and he is in a position of authority, it is his wife, she has done something wrong. It is his children, they have done something wrong. It is his staff or his laborer who has done something wrong. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on the day of judgment, Allah will call this person. Allah will call this person. He will line up the hoors of Jannat. Miss Universe competition will take place. Allah will say to him, on a certain day, you swallowed your anger. You could have given in to the dictates of your anger. For my sake, you swallowed your anger. Now choose any of these women, whichever one pleases you. In exchange for controlling your anger, I am giving you that. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am responsible. Come to me on the day of judgment. I am your guarantor that if you correct your akhlaq and your character, I will give you a home in Jannatul Firdaus. I will give you a home in the highest Jannat. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, what is Islam? What is Islam? If the question is put to us, what will we say? Salah, zakat, hajj. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Islam, it'amut ta'am, watibul kalam. He said, feed the people and speak nicely to the people. This is Islam. In other words, good akhlaq and character. Then someone came and said, what is iman? What is iman? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as-sabru was-samaha. To have patience and to forgive and to overlook. In other words, good akhlaq and character. Then someone came and said, Ayyul Islami Afdal, what is the best Islam? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man salim al muslimun, wa fi riwaya, Man salim al nas min lisanihi wa yadi. That person, who every Muslim around him, and in one riwayat, all the people living around him, when they look at him, they know in their heart that from the tongue and the hand of this person I am safe. When he opens his mouth, roses will come out, thorns will not come out. When he raises his hands, it will be a hand of shafqat, of mercy, of kindness. It will not be raised to hurt and inflict damage upon me. Then they asked him, Ayyul Imani Afdal, O Nabi of Allah, what is the best iman? What is the best iman? He said, Husnul Khuluq, good akhlaq, good character, that is the best iman. Generally, poets, when they make tashbih, when they make comparison of the heart of a person, they compare the heart of a person with glass. Because glass is such a thing that if you break it, to put it together again is impossible. And there is nothing that is more effective in breaking the hearts of people than that which comes out of the tongue. This tongue is such a thing. My respected brothers, we have run out of time. We cannot possibly reiterate or emphasize enough the importance of this. This is that hole in which great awliya also have fallen. This is that hole in which ulama have fallen. This is that hole in which people who have given their whole lives for deen have fallen. Shaitan is very intelligent. A businessman in his shop, he puts those goods which will sell. Shaitan is not going to go to a pious person or a person who has given his life to deen or is in the masjid all the time and tell him to make zina. What shaitan is going to bring to that person is make ghibat, slander someone, speak against someone, hurt the feeling of someone. Because that wound is very hard to heal. Once Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling with his companions. There was a highway robber standing on top of the mountain. And when he looks down at this kafla, at this procession, the noor of nubuwat on the face of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam affects him very greatly. There and then he makes tawbah from all his wrong and all his transgressions. And then this highway robber comes down to meet Isa alayhi salam and to take bayat on his hand. As he is approaching, one of the Hawariyin, the close companions of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, He sees this person coming and he thinks in his heart, he looks with haqarat, with dislike, with disdain. He looks down upon this person. We are the companions of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and this person is a highway robber, he's a thief. It does not behove him to come in our majlis and our gathering. Jibreel is sent to Isa alayhi salam that, Ya Nabi Allah, O my Nabi, inform these two people to start their amal again. Inform both these people to start again. What does it mean? Tell the highway robber that he made sincere tawbah. We have forgiven him. He must start like a newborn baby. All his wrongs have been wiped out. And tell that companion of yours that he looked down upon a believer. All his good deeds have been wiped out. He must also start again. Ulama explain, they say our ibadat, our tilawat, our salah will take us closer to Allah. But our conduct with our fellow human beings is that thing which is going to take us away from Allah, which is going to destroy our ibadat. That is why, my respected brothers, this fourth point of tabligh, that of akhlaq, of character, of ikram, unfortunately is not being stressed on enough. And believe me, my respected brothers, this is the hardest sabak, this is the hardest lesson, and this is that which will give us the highest rank in Jannat. Learn to overlook, learn to forgive. In that same incident, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is consoled by Rasulullah. Oh Abu Bakr, when you spoke, shaitan came, the angel went away. Oh Abu Bakr, I give you the wasta of Allah's qasam. As long as you were silent, as long as you were mazloom, as long as you overlooked for the sake of Allah, Allah till qiyamah, this is Allah's principle. Overlook, forgive, become mazloom, become oppressed, do not demand your rights. Wallah, Allah will raise you. He will raise your families. He will raise generations. And demand your rights, become a zalim, speak out against people, hurt the feelings of others, despite your wealth, despite your status, despite your position. Wallah, Allah will disgrace you and Allah will bring you down. These nights that are coming, Shab-e Qadr is coming, Shab-e Barat is tonight, Ramadan is coming. My respected brothers, it is our conduct with our fellow human beings and this legacy of rahmat and mercy of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have to portray his akhlaq and character to the entire humanity. Let us make tawbah from the wrongs that we have done to those around us. Try and better our akhlaq. Learn to forgive. Learn to speak sweetly. Learn to overlook. May Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.